朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
问你们被火烧了没有？
And I want to ask you guys, are you burned by fire yet?
你们会说你在问什么？
And they'll ask you, what are you talking about?
我们刚刚唱什么歌？
What was the song we were just
singing? Send the fire, 对不对？哦，不能够一面唱，然后句子里面觉得你在问什么？什么被火烧？你在说什么？
And you can't say, well, what are you talking about when you just sing the song? What does it mean to be consumed by fire?
要当真的哈。
I'm gonna take it seriously.
施洗约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗。
John the Baptist says, I will baptize you with water.
他说，主耶稣来的时候要用圣灵和火给我们施洗。
When Jesus Christ comes, he will baptize you with fire.
今天的火是圣火，是爱火。
And this fire is a holy fire, is a fire of love.
有一天审判的火要临到。
And one day a fire judgment will come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，我们真的巴不得在今天就让圣火烧掉所有的悲情下品。
And dear brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord that today He will consume all the dross that is in us.
今天这个火就在我们里面烧出更深的爱来啊。
But today this fire will burn out more love.
好，让我们那一天站在审判台前的时候，
we stand before the judgment seat,
我们能够平安地去面见我们的神。
We can come to the Lord God at peace.
刚才我们坐在那里祷告的时候，
and when we were sitting there praying,
威廉祷告说，让我们每一个人回去的时候都不一样。
And I was praying that every time, when we go back, none of us is the same.
不是吃胖了或吃瘦了。
It's not that we gain a little more weight or we lost weight.
他说让我们每一个人都跟神有神圣的相遇啊， divine encounter.
Every single one of us will have a divine encounter with God.
这位，这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
一天过去了。
A day has gone by.
其实一天半过去了。
A day and a half actually has gone by.
我要问说你遇见神了没有？
I want to ask everyone, have you met God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不是我们渴慕遇见神而已。
It is not just that we have this longing to meet Him.
神比我们更渴慕向我们显现。
But God longs even more to reveal Himself to us.
不是我们渴慕被圣灵充满而已啊。
It's not that we long to be filled by the Holy Spirit only.
神早在2000年前在基督里已经把圣灵赐下来了。
2000 years ago, the Heavenly Father, He sent forth the Holy Spirit through His Son Jesus Christ.
甚至到一个地步，他要叫保罗说，你们必须要不断的、持续的被圣灵充满，提醒我们。
To the point where God reminded us through Paul that be being filled by the Holy Spirit.
神所要的，常常就是神要给的。
What God wants is oftentimes what He wants to give us.
他叫我们被圣灵充满，因为他把圣灵赐给我们。
He says to be filled by the Holy Spirit because He wants to send the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们都在主的面前，我们好好祷告。我们不是要去追求一个特殊的经历啊。
Brothers and sisters, I ask everyone to pray with earnest. We're not just seeking an experience.
穆罕德烈讲的什么叫做圣灵？就是得了荣耀。耶稣基督的灵叫做圣灵。
And what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the glorified Christ.
2000年前拉撒勒人耶稣在地上，他受到肉身时空的限制。
2000 years Jesus of Nazareth, he was confined in time and space.
他在耶路撒冷就不能在加利利。
When he was in Jerusalem, he could not be in Galilee.
他在加百农他就没有办法到伯大尼。
When he was at Capernaum, he could not be in Bethlehem.
但是耶稣复活以后，在圣灵里面他充满万有。
But when Jesus resurrected, he filled all things.
他可以住在我们每一个人的心中。
He can live in each and every one of our hearts.
哈利路亚，我们就是来追求我们所爱的耶稣。
Hallelujah, we are pursuing this Jesus who we love.
圣灵来就是为耶稣做见证。
And the Holy Spirit comes to testify for Jesus.
圣灵来就是把我们带进一切的真实里面。
And the Holy Spirit comes to lead us into all truth.
我们不是光在这里听真理。
And we're not just listening to a truth.
我们不是光在这里羡慕得胜。
And we're admiring victory.
全在基督里面。
But all these things are in Christ.
已经做成了。
It is accomplished.
今天全在圣灵里面。
Today they are all in the Holy Spirit.
要实现在我们的身上哈。
And make it into reality in your life.
所以我们要祷告，我们真的要祷告。
And we need to pray.
让神的圣灵大大的充满我们每一个人。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to fill each and every one of us greatly.
昨天晚上。
Last night.
我们讲到蒙召成为属神的人。
We talked about being called into the to be the people of God.
其实我们本来就 就是属神的。
We already belong to God.
万有都是为他造的，借着他造的。
All things were created for him, was created by him.
保罗说，一切所有的都是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
And then Paul said that all things belong to Christ, and Christ belong to God.
Irene, 你属谁？
As Irene, who do you belong to?
勇敢地说。
Boldly proclaim it.
不会有人打你的。
Nobody will hit you.
属神的，还要伸舌头。属神的，我本来就是属神的。
We belong to God. Yes, we belong to God.
世界的王非法的辖制占有我们。
And this king of the world, illegally has occupied us.
所以神说 ，Let my people go. 容我的百姓去。
Therefore, God can say, "Let my people go."
那本来就是我的。
Because they are mine.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上我们讲到我们蒙召从世界出来。
And dear brothers, we talked about the fact that we were called out of this world.
我们根本就不属于这个世界的。
Because we did not belong to the world.
世界的王不配拥有我们。
Of this world are not worthy to have.
我们是自天而来
and we came from heaven above.
为天而活
and we're living for heaven.
向天而去的人
and we're going towards heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一般人是这个世界不配有的
but sister, we are people that is not worthy of this world.
不管你做什么
doesn't matter what you are doing.
不管你读了多少学位
I don't care how much you study.
我们是神的儿女
we are the children of God.
我们是属神的人
and we are people of God.
我跟你讲，你比地上的君王都还要在神面前有价值
and I tell you that you have far more worth than any king of the world.
这不是往脸上贴金啊、
oh, This is not to flatter ourselves.
是因为我们就是照着神的形象造的，我们是神的儿女。
But indeed, we are made according to His image. We are the children of God.
昨天晚上
and last night,
我们讲到要认识世界的本质。
And we talked about needing to understand the nature of this world.
第二，要知道我们在世界却不属于这个世界。
And I say that we need to know that we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
今天我们都在这个世界里面，对不
对？ We are all here in the world.
我们要上班，要生孩子，要养孩子，要做这个，要做那个。
We need to go to work. We need to raise our children. We need to do this and that. 在世界，
但是却不属于这世界。
We are in this world, but we are not of this world.
第三个
And thirdly,
那在我们里面的比在世界的更大
That which is in us is greater than he is in this world.
世界虽然可怕，世界虽然强暴
Yes, the world is dreadful and it is violent.
在我们里面的比在整个世界的都大
But he that is in us is greater than all these.
世界的王在基督的心中怎样毫无所有
And the king of this world is nothing in the heart of Christ.
今天我们借着在我们里面的基督，我们也能够对世界说，你在我里面毫无所有。
And through the Christ that is in us, we can say to the world, you are nothing to me.
使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
That which allows us to overcome the world is our faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上我们讲到第一件事情。
So last night we talked about the very first item.
从世界里面被分别，被拯救出来。
And we were called out, we were sanctified out.
容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Again, let my people go that they may serve me.
所以昨天我们讲到，我们是世上独居的民，不列在万民中。
And we talked about the fact that we are a special people that is not numbered among the nations.
我们是属神的人。
We are people of God.
所以昨天晚上我们讲到了亚伯拉罕的约。
And last night we talked about the covenant with Abraham.
我们蒙召要承受大的祝福。
And we were called to inherit a great blessing.
我们蒙召要成为别人的祝福。
And we are called to become the blessing of others.
这是神召亚伯拉罕。
This is the reason why God called Abraham.
我昨天讲到昨天有一个约没有讲，就是我今天早晨今天晚上稍微提一下。
And there was a covenant that I missed last night, but I will mention it tonight.
第二个约讲到西乃之约。
And the second covenant is the covenant of Sinai.
这个时候不再是亚伯拉罕一个人。
And right now, this covenant is not just with one person, Abraham.
他们成为十二个支派。成为一个民族了。
But now there are 12 tribes, one nation.
对，出埃及记十七章那里讲到神把他们从埃及带出来。
Exodus chapter 17 says that God has delivered His people out of Egypt.
好像老鹰一样把他们带出来。
As an eagle that has carried them.
弟兄姊妹，神是要叫他们成为属神的子民，成为君尊的祭司。
God wants them to be a people of His own and become royal priesthood.
神要在他们中间要建立一个祭司的国度。
And to establish a kingdom of priests.
所以不是只有一两个人侍奉神。
So it's not just one or two people who are serving God.
整个 nation, 整个国家都是侍奉神的人。
The entire nation is to serve God.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼得在哥林多，在彼得前书第二章第九节也讲到，我们是有君尊的。
And Peter again said in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we are royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的正业。
And this is our
这是我们的身份，这是我们最重要的 career.
And this is our career. This is the first thing in our lives.
这个利托森弟兄很早以前就讲了。
Brother Nee has said it a long time ago.
不管你是老师,
regardless of whether you are a teacher,
不管你是医师,
or a doctor,
不管你是律师,
or a lawyer,
不管你是什么,
it doesn't matter what is your occupation.
那都是我们的副业,
those are all secondary.
我们的正业是什么?
Your primary occupation
侍奉神,
is to serve God.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们的正业是侍奉神,
your primary occupation is to serve God.
我们的最重要的 job title 是君尊的祭司,
and your greatest title is that you are a royal priest.
不管你做什么
It doesn't matter what you are doing.
下午林牧师问的那个范弟兄在哪里
Brother Lee had a question or a...
你是做什么的 Amen.
Ask Francis, what do you do?
弟兄有 Delta 了哈
He says, I am a royal priest.
不管你做什么
It doesn't matter what you are doing.
包括你是家庭主妇也一样
Even homemakers.
跟一个弟兄讲他是我们所有的现代人的这些职业都是副业就像后院养鸡养鸭一样
and a brother has said that all our professions they're secondary just like raising chickens and ducks in our backyard
所以赵家你的 IT 工作是什么什么那没有那个没有专业
Francis is very confused
要罚站了不行不行我问那个刘姊妹好了
I'm going to ask Ying and see if she can give me the right answer.
你是做什么的?
What is it that you do?
君尊的祭司。
What is it just playing with words right now?
你们的 worship team 大概累得太辛苦了。
They're on the worship team and they're exhausted.
所有的正业。
Your primary profession.
就是侍奉神。
Is to serve God.
所有的副业所有其他的职业
all the other occupations
都是养鸡养鸭的副业
is to raise chickens and raise ducks
你可以没有副业不能不务正业
you're allowed to not have the secondary but you must have the primary
阿爸阿们
Amen
OK 英英你是做什么的
英英 what do you do
OK 长进了哈
I serve God She grew some.
真的不管你做什么人家问我们我们很少想到这件事对不对
It doesn't matter what we do. Really, a lot of time when people ask what we do, we don't think about it.
侍奉神的那个荣耀没有进到我们里面来啊弟兄姊妹
You begin to realize that the notion of the glory of what we do has not entered into our hearts.
早上李牧师讲的希伯来书三章一节你们要思想耶稣那个是要想进去的
Brother Lee this morning talked about Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 that you need to ponder and think about Christ.
他真正进到我们里面来的
Enter into you.
所以弟兄姊妹我们的正业就是侍奉神
Again, our primary job is to serve God
人存的一生工作是养鸡养鸭的
Our brother Huang is a doctor But that is just to raise chicken and raise ducks
赵家的 IT 也是养鸡养鸭的
And Francis, he's an IT engineer But is to raise chicken and ducks
英英的三个孩子也是养鸡养鸭的
英英 her three children She's raising chickens and ducks
正业是侍奉神
Her primary job to serve God
弟兄姊妹这是我们的君尊祭司啊
This is what it's meant to be a royal priest
我们需要被神开啊弟兄姊妹
We need to be opened by God
Let my people go
Again, let my people go
干什么 To serve me
Why? To serve me
不光只是把我们从法老的辖制底下救出来
It's not just to deliver us out of the bondage
让我们可以终身坦然无惧的在他面前用圣洁公义侍奉神
But for the rest of our life holiness and righteousness we may serve our God
他的血洗净我们
His blood has cleansed us
除去我们的死刑
Has removed the dead works
为的是叫我们侍奉永生神
That we may serve the eternal God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我真巴不得神的荣耀今天充满在我们的心中进到我们里面来
Dear brothers, how I long that the glory of God will enter into our hearts
我们永远的正业就是君尊的祭司为的侍奉神
And forever our primary occupation is to serve God
当我们在世界中得胜的时候
And we are overcomers in the world
我跟你说我们昨天晚上讲的出埃及记第一章的四种可怕的情形不仅仅不会在我们身上出现
And I tell you the four conditions of the people who are in bondage in Egypt would they not appear
反而整个世界要为爱神的人来效力
But the world will labor and work for those who love the Lord
你看当约瑟掌权的时候
When Joseph was reigning as king
全地饥荒对不对
the entire land was in famine
雅各带着家人来投靠他们
So Jacob took his entire family and came to his
弟兄姊妹当神儿女们在主面前掌权的时候
When the people of God are
victorious 法老说你看歌山地是全埃及最好的地方你们可以拿去用
And Pharaoh says look at the land of Gershom it's the best land go ahead and take it for your use
你说跟我们昨天讲的怎么能够跟人相比呢
And it's completely different from what we kind of talked about last night
昨天那个督工像挤牙膏一样像柳毛巾一样要榨出我们每一滴的血汗的
The taskmaster that we talked about last night is working diligently to get every sweat every drop out of us
你说像不像 Silicon Valley 的这些老板们对不起哈有当老板的
Silicon Valley I hope I didn't offend anyone
一分钱一分货嘛。
Every penny is
is 多给你一点钱，他就多榨一点的啦。
So if they gain a little more, they'll work you a little harder.
当约瑟掌权的时候
，But when Joseph is reigning,
法老主动的说，你看歌山地是全埃及最好的。
Pharaoh automatically said, you know, look at Gershom, it's the best land.
尽可以拿去。
Go ahead and take it for your use.
当神儿女们掌权得胜的时候
when the children of God are victorious and when they are reigning
我们要成为这个世界成为我们周围人的祝福
and we will become a blessing to this world and the people who are around us
雅各年老白发苍苍拄着拐杖进到房宫王宫里面去见法老
Jacob in his old age when he's all gray hair and he walks along with a cane he enters in the throne room of Pharaoh
当时地上的列国埃及帝国是最强的
and of all the nations of that timeEgypt was at its pinnacle.
法老是他们的王
And Pharaoh was his king.
人进去常常都需要爬着柜子进去的
And whenever people came to meet Pharaoh, they had to prostrate and crawl to him.
怕死了吓死了去见法老
They are trembling. They're in fear of death.
但是雅各拄着拐杖白发苍苍一脸憔悴地走进去
But Jacob in his old age, he walks along his king and he walks right towards him.
这两个完全不同的 system 出现的人
And these two systems, the emergence of these two types of people.
一个是属地的代表埃及而且法老
And one Pharaoh is the king of the world.
一个属天的 system, 雅各做代表
The heavenly system is represented by Jacob.
当他们两个相遇的时候
And when those two representations meet,
法老必须低头让雅各给他祝福
Pharaoh must bow to Jacob.
希伯来书第七章第七节说向来都是为大的给为小的祝福这是驳不倒的理
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 says it is always the greater that blesses the lesser
弟兄姊妹那天不是法老施舍雅各
It is not that Pharaoh said okay Jacob I'll let you do it
法老把最好的献给他们
Pharaoh gave them the very best
然后法老心甘情愿的居然在雅各的面前低头让雅各给他祝福
And Pharaoh was willingly to bow his head before Jacob
因为他知道在这个老人身上有不一样的气质有不一样的东西
and on this old man that's a different quality
他不懂什么叫属天他不懂任何属灵的名词
and Pharaoh may not understand heavenly rounds and heavenly terms
但是当他看见这个老人的时候他知道这个人不一样
but when he saw this old man he knows something different
他羡慕他身上得着的
he admires what is not in him
请你给我祝福
please bless me
雅各进去的时候他请他祝福
and Jacob went in and Pharaoh said please bless me
雅各要走的时候他再请他祝福
when Jacob was walking away he said please bless meAgain.
一次祝福两次祝福啊
not enough but a second blessing
弟兄姊妹这是神儿女们在地上该有的情形
this is the condition of the children of God
不是人在江湖身不由己啊
the way we ought to be is not that you're helpless in the world
不是在这个地上讨一口饭吃啊
you're just gaining another meal
我们有我们属天尊贵的身份
but we have this royal position
我们是属神的人
and we are people that belong to God
我们是侍奉神的人
and we are people that serve God
我们是在地上要掌权的人
we areTo reign in this world.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真掌权的时候
，We truly reign.
世界不能辖制我们。
The world has no hold over us.
世界要为我们效力。
The world will labor for us.
世人要因着我们得到祝福。
And all will be blessed because of us.
弟兄姊妹，这是西乃之约召我们出来。
And brothers, this is the covenant of Sinai that we have.
成为侍奉神君尊的祭司。
The royal priests who are to serve God.
成为祭司的国度。
To be a kingdom of priesthood.
我们要阿门，是不是
？Yes, amen.
真是要感谢神啊
！We thank God.
好，那我们今天要来看我们的主题。
And again, we want to come and look at the theme.
今天我们讲蒙召过圣别的生活。
And we want to talk about call to live a consecrated life.
然后走属天的道路。
And to walk a heavenly journey.
我们昨天说过，神不仅仅要把我们领出来、救出来。
And we said yesterday, God is not only doing the work of deliverance.
神要带领我们。
But God wants to lead us.
然后要 进入他所应许的迦南美地。
And to enter into his promised land, Canaan.
而今天在这个过程中
，And again today in this process.
他在我们身上一直在做伟大的工作。
And he's continually to do his great work.
他一方面在这里分别为圣，把我们分别出来。
At the same time, he is
在我们生命里面不断的做改变的工作，分别我们。
He's sanctifying us, setting us apart, changing us, transforming us.
另外一方面，他亲自带领，亲自教育我们。
At the same time, he's personally leading and educating us.
让我们整个的人生 lifestyle, life purpose, 我们的 life principle 都不一样了哈。
Lifestyle, life purpose, and principle will all be transformed.
我们整个人生的目的、人生的方式、人生的原则，通通被神改变。
Again, our purpose, our style, and our principles, they will all be changed.
这一面是我们里面生命被神改变啊。
Because the life in us is being changed.
一面外面我们的生活也被神改变。
Our circumstances are being changed.
这是一个过程。
And this is a process.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都在这个过程里面。
But you and I were all in this process.
你看地上一个人要当老师，他要经过训练，他是要有一定的教育。
In this world, when you want to be a teacher, you need to be educated, you need to be trained.
你要当个工程师也一样。
You want to be an engineer, you got to be trained.
你当个医生，当然训练更多。
You're going to be a doctor, there's more training.
弟兄姊妹，当祭司也是需要训练的，对不对？
Just to be priest, you also need to be trained.
我们要怎么样来侍奉神，都需要训练的。
How are we going to come and serve God? You need to be trained.
我们要被改变。
We need to be changed.
里面生命要被改变。
Our life needs to be changed.
外面生活要被改变。
Our lifestyle, the way we live, they need to be changed.
这跟你彼得后书第一章第四节讲到，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
In 2 Peter chapter 4, it says, depart from the lust that is coming from the world.
就叫我们得以与神的性情有份。
That we may be partakers with the natures of God.
他前面说到，神是用他的荣耀和美德把我们招出来。
In the beginning, it says that his God has called us out of his goodness and his virtue.
招出来以后呢，叫我们既然脱离了世上从情欲来的败坏。
And he called us out to depart from the lust and the corruption of the world.
就叫我们得以与神的性情有份。
That we may be partakers of the natures of God.
所以第一个的改变是让我们的生命 to be the partaker of his divine nature.
So the very first thing is that we may be partakers of his divine nature.
生命改变。
Our life has changed.
第二个。
Secondly.
保罗在以弗所书第四章说，你们既然蒙召，你们的行事为人就当以所蒙的恩相称。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 that if you are called, that you got to live a life that is worthy of that calling.
所以被召出来不光只是得救，生命改变。
So being called and being redeemed is not that your life just changed.
行事为人都要被改变。
But the life, the way you live needs to be changed.
所以今天你我都是在王子训练班里面，知道吗？
So you and I, we are trained in the school of prince and princess.
重生得救了，我们是属天君王的儿女。
And we are redeemed, we are saved, we are children of the king.
生命已经有了。
We have that life.
但是你不能够天天抠鼻屎啊，这个衣服穿不干净啊，然后乱七八糟的头发不洗，他一定要训练你的。
You can't walk along casually every day, pick your nose and wear dirty shirts and be very sloppy because you've got to be trained.
所以我们很多侍奉神的事情，我们在属灵的路上，我们需要被教育，需要被训练。
A lot of things pertaining to the house of God and serving God, we need to be educated, we need to be trained.
昨天晚上没睡好觉的请举手。
Last night, all of us did not sleep well, would you please raise your hand?
好可怜啊。每次退休会的时候，我常常第一个晚上也是睡不好觉。
A lot of time at retreat, the very first night, I don't sleep very well.
昨天晚上于师母几乎整夜没睡觉。
The last night, Sister Nancy practically did not sleep the whole night.
那我是头尾没有睡好，中间睡得还不错。
I didn't sleep well in the beginning and the end, but in the middle was pretty good.
我四点十八分爬起来，因为中写四点十八分，然后就没睡着了。
At 4:18 a.m. I woke up and then I couldn't go back to sleeping.
你知道来退休会我睡不着觉的时候，我常常祷告的就是哈。
The one thing that I often do when I can't sleep is I pray.
希望主帮助那些睡不着觉的能够早点睡着。
And then I would pray, Lord, help all those who can't fall asleep, that can fall asleep quickly.
所以昨天晚上我就在那边祷告说，主啊，你让那些打鼾的人能够默然不语啊。
So I said, Lord, let all those who are snoring very loudly, that all of a sudden they became silent.
因为很多人睡不着觉，一方面是环境不适应，一方面是有人打鼾嘛。
And a lot of people can't sleep well. On the one hand, they're not accustomed to the environment. Two, people are snoring.
然后我接着就祷告，我说主啊，你让那些不适应或者被吵着睡不着觉的能够在主里安睡。
So I pray and I say, Lord, give those who cannot sleep because they're unfamiliar with the environment or because of the noise. that they would rest well.
哎，我一讲完我就说，哎呀，糟糕，又讲错话了。
And I say, oh man, I prayed something wrong again.
那主里安睡是殡仪馆那个匾额上写的。
And this Chinese terminology to rest in the Lord is that's what's written on the mortuary.
每次弟兄姊妹被主接去了，不是送花圈都写主里安睡吗
？And every time someone is going to the Lord who has actually slept.We will write these Chinese terms on.
我为什么讲说，你看我又用词不当呢
？And I say, oh, I use the wrong terms again.
啊，因为我昨天晚上讲到的时候也用词不当了。
And last night I realized I used inappropriate terms as well.
啊，因为我为了很生动的形容我们过去还没有信主以前的经历跟现在回头的体会啊。
And for the sake of expressing a very vivid picture of.Who we are before we were saved and after we are saved.
我说，当我们还没有信主的时候，我们在撒旦的手中就像瓮中鳖一样。
Before we were saved, when we're in the hands of Satan, we were like turtles in a jar.
那这个瓮中鳖真的很俗，不好听哈，好像骂人一样。
The Chinese term is not a very pleasing.
所以我昨天讲完我就停顿了一下，我想，哎呀，怎么这个？因为临时想不到更好的措辞。
And after I said those words, I paused a little bit because I realized.Those aren't really appropriate.
因为讲那个鱼缸里的鱼，那个文学水准太低了，所以我就讲了瓮中鳖。
And I was gonna talk about fish in a.
因为这是讲我。
But I came up with these turtle in a jar instead.
这是我们没有信主以前我们的感受哈。
Our feeling before we came to Christ.
但是你可能会得罪人呐、啊，对不对？所以我就跟主抱歉，人回到房间就跟主抱歉。哎呀，讲错话了。
But I realized I might have offended some, so I came before the Lord and I apologized to the Lord.
就我后来想一想，这个比我知道的另外一个 case 好一点点哈。
And I think that when I thought about it, I say that's better than a mistake that I've made in time past.
因为我以前看到那个放在报纸上还是哪里，那个老师对他班上一个学生。每次造词都造不好的那个人。
And I read an article on a newspaper. A teacher once was talking to a student that could never form a very good sentence.
那个老师对他说：“小明啊，你常常用词不当。”
He said, "So and so, you often don't use the right terminology."
我看看你现在进步了没有啊
？I want to see if you improve some.
你现在弄一个成语来形容老师现在心情，老师的心情很愉快。
And please use the terminology to describe that your teacher is very happy right now.
哎，小明。正在那边想一下。
That kid was just thinking, staring at the ceiling.
然后就是含笑九泉。
But then you're laughing in the grave. The Chinese term is hard to translate.
啊，我跟你讲，这个当传道人真的是很不容易的。
I tell you, being a preacher is not easy.
啊，花这么多功夫祷告预备信息，有时站在台上，突然一下子不小心用错字了，后来就很后悔，吃了死苍蝇。
And we pray and we wait before God so earnestly, and we use the wrong term on the stage, and all of a sudden we just feel real bad about it.
所以你就看我们很多的地方，我们都需要被调整、被改变。
You begin to realize in a lot of ways, in a lot of areas, we need to be changed and transformed by.
生命要被改变。
Our lives need to be changed.
我们所说的话要被改变。
The words that come out of our mouth.
我们的行事为人要被改变，我们的 life purpose 人生的目的要被改变，我们 lifestyle 需要被改变啊，就是我们人生的方式，然后我们 life principle 人生的法则原则也要被改变的。弟兄姊妹，神是要让我们生命走开始过属天的生活，走属天的道路。
God wants to live as we are living in heaven and walk in this heavenly journey.
我们不是在世界的错误里面一直奔跑。
And we're not keep running into the errors of this.
我们开始走属天的道路。
But we're walking a heavenly journey.
讲到我们的 goal 不一样了。
It says that your path, your goal.
我们的 purpose, life purpose 不一样了。
Your life purpose is no longer the same.
而我们属天的生活。
And our spiritual life.
属天的生活就讲到我们的 lifestyle 跟 life principle 都要被神改变。
Heavenly life talks about our spiritual principles.And our lifestyle, they need to be changed.
哎，在埃及不容易改变。
And while we're still in Egypt, it is hard.
神把他们从埃及召出来。
So God says, you guys got to get out of Egypt.
神把他们带到旷野里面去。
So God brought them into the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，在旷野的这一段时间。
And the time while they were in the wilderness.
在百姓的这一段路。
And this journey of the people.
啊，是我们可以把它称为天路历程。
And we could call it a heavenly journey.
是我们每一个基督徒少不了的。
A pilgrimage that all children of God.
我们都需要有这一段天。 千路历程。
We all need this journey.
虽然我们不见得需要像以色列人一样在旷野里面多走了这么多年，走了四十年。
Though we don't have to go through the extra time and the extra miles that the Israelites have done.
但是至少在旷野路程的前一年十个月是必须有的啊。
But the very first year and 10 months, that portion we ought to have.
后面的三十八年是因为他们得罪神，不信而顺服，被神管教的。
The later 38 years of circling the wilderness was because God's judgment over them because of the disobedience.
弟兄姊妹，我们属灵生命的成长没有捷径的。
So our spiritual growth, they need to be cleansed.
你不能够缩短神在我们身上工作的时间。
You cannot truncate the time that God needs to work in our lives.
但是我们却可以耽误神在我们身上工作的时间。
But pay attention, we could delay God's time, the time that God needs to change us.
这一段的距离是你没有 shortcut， 你不能够缩短它的。
This distance, we cannot find a shortcut.
但是我们却可以拖长它。
But we could prolong and take up different routes.
神的百姓在旷野在西尔山绕行了好几十年了。
The people of Israel circled the Mount Sinai for many years.
一圈一圈就在原地踏步，浪费年日。
Again and again, they were circling the same point. They were wasting their lives away.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神帮助我们在这条路上走得好。
And we need to ask God to help us to walk well on this journey.
那我们要说整个旷野里面的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this journey in the wilderness?
我们今天在地上的生活，我们到底怎么样子来经历走属天的道路，过属天的生活呢？
Today, our lives, how do we walk this heavenly journey, and how do we live for heaven?
我很快的提一下，在这里讲到神整个百姓的这个旷野历程、天路历程五件重要的经历。
Very quickly, I will break it down to five experiences during this journey.
第一件事情
，the very first one,
讲到他们在旷野经历神亲自的带领。
And the very first thing is that they experienced God's personal leading.
弟兄姊妹，神并没有差遣使者来带领他们。
God did not send someone else or an agent or angel to lead them.
虽然神曾经 attempt 过，试着过。
Though God tried to do that before.
摩西一知道了，就马上说：“你不去，我们也不去了。”
Then Moses heard God said that, and Moses said, "If you will not go with us, then we will not go."
人在什么事情上知道我跟你的百姓在地上蒙在跟世人不同，在你眼前蒙恩呢？
How will the world know that we are people special in your sight, that we're different?
岂不是因为你亲自跟我们同去吗？
Isn't it that because you are with us?
弟兄姊妹，我们要像摩西一样有这样子的坚持，神非要你不可，不可以派别人。
We got to be like Moses and step fast and say, God, you and you alone, no one else.
你一定要亲自带领我们。
You have to personally lead me.
所以你去读以色列出埃及的历史啊。
So go read the history of the Israelites coming out.
他们整个的历史都是神亲自带领他们。
The wilderness, the entire path, God has led them.
云柱火柱在那里带领他们。
The pillar of clouds and the pillar of fire leading them.
我们没有时间去读这些经文哈。你看民数记告诉我们，云柱火柱在那个地方，不管是停一天、一个月，或是一年。
And again, you read the book of Numbers, whether the pillar of cloud or fire rests for a month or a year.
以色列人就都不往前去。
And then the Israelites would stay put for that duration.
然后云柱火柱几时起行？
And whenever the pillar of fire and cloud is lifted up,
他们几时就随着云柱火柱往前去。
And at the time they would follow it.
那我们在经历上都有这些，对不对？
And we have such an experiences.
哎呀，主耶稣啊，我怎么会生这个病呢？你赶快叫我好
了。Lord Jesus, how could I have this illness? Please heal me.
一天都难过的。
Every single day we're in it would be miserable.
居然一年呢？对不起，居然一个礼拜了。
It's been a week.
啊，一个礼拜祷告祷告的话，居然一个月了。
We've been praying for a week now. It's been a month.
啊，居然一年了。
We've been sick for a year.
我就在讲我皮肤痒的事情，一年了。
I'm talking about my skin having these itches.
有时候我们很希望云柱火柱赶快再往前去，让我出来。
We eagerly ask God, God, please move forward past beyond this event.
但云柱火柱没有动。
But yet He did not move.
百姓就顺服。
And so the people has to obey.
哦，他们在旷野沙漠里面走走走，口渴得不得了了。
And they're walking in the wilderness, the thirsty.
突然来到以林，十二股活泉，七十棵棕树，沙漠中绿洲啊。
And they came to Elim, the oasis within the desert.
他们一定跟主说：“主在这里真好，我们就 stay here。”
And they would say to God, God, this is a wonderful place. Let's just stay here for a while.
就没有想到才住了三天，云柱火柱居然走了。
Not realizing they were only there for three days, and God.
啊，对不起，我不知道是不是三天，我只是打个比方。
God says, "Let's get up and go." I don't really know the exact account through the scripture. I'm just giving you an example.
啊，我只是讲那个大的意义，这是跟今天 Ernest 学的。
And again, this is the bigger picture. I learned that from Brother Ernie this morning.
啊，云柱火柱就走了。
So the pillar of fire and cloud.
他们得顺服。 哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我想我们信主年日越久，或是真正跟随主越久。
And brothers and sisters, for those of us who've been with the Lord, have been saved for many years.
我们都宝贝主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
And we treasure the fact that He's our good shepherd.
他带领我们经过人生每一个台阶。
And He lead us through every stages in life.
他带领我们穿山越岭。
And He take us through the mountains and into the valleys.
我们就算行过死荫的幽谷，都不怕遭害。
And even through the valleys of shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
因为主与我们同在。
Because He is with me.
他的杖、他的竿都安慰我们。
His staff and His rod they comfort me.
第二个。
And secondly.
在旷野里面经历神丰盛的供应。
And in the wilderness they experience God's full supply.
40年了。
40 years.
三四百万人。三四百万 ，three to four million。
3 to 4 million.
居然没有饿死。
And no one starved to death.
衣服没有穿破
and their clothes were not worn out,
脚没有走肿
and their feet, were not swollen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。